What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thought about what it would mean to be a first-time All-Star at this stage in your career, sixth in the ERA right now in the National League, certainly more than deserving.
Oh, man, that'd be quite an honor. But again, I don't get to make that decision. Somebody else does, but if that honor did come, it would be something that would be really special.
Matthew Boyd last week talking about the possibility of being an All-Star. Well, let me tell you something. The decision makers have made that decision and have named Matthew Boyd as the third and final All-Star representing the Chicago Cubs at Truist Park down in Atlanta for next week's All-Star game. You're listening to Rahimi and Harris. Layla's got the day off. Mark Grody. And me, Marshall Harris, hanging out with you for the next 3 hours or so, trying to have a good time. Give us a call because we want to hear from you, 312-644-6767, about how you feel about the Cubs right now coming off a 5-1 homestand, a series win over a winning team in the St. Louis Cardinals, putting some distance between themselves and the rest of the NL Central. The Cards 5.5 back, the Brewers, they're a little closer at just 4 games back. And Mark, we talked about it. Matthew Boyd has been so important on this team. Did not get a quality start because he only went 5 innings yesterday. But who can blame him? He had a couple of questionable situations early in that game yesterday. Got out of both of them because he only gave up 3 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 9. That's a season high. And he had plenty of offense, so he didn't need to really be out there for the 6th inning.
Yeah, you called it, man. I mean, that first inning, it was the only time there was some heat on him, first and second, and one out, and he just overpowers the next two guys. You said not a quality start. Guess what? 9 strikeouts and 1 walk. That's a quality start.
But by definition, a quality start, it's got to go 6 innings.
Then this is where I would agree with somebody like Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, no.
That a quality start. Like, you're telling me 5 innings, no runs, 9 strikeouts,
hot garbage.
I'm with you, Dustin Rhodes. I see you.
It's not hot garbage. It's
81 pitches. That was pretty efficient. Oh, 5 strikeouts in the first. That's a quality start, my friend. Boy, we need to fix the system here right now, Marshall. No, Matthew Boyd, a 252 earned run average for this Cubs team. And it got to the point this year with Boyd, a point, as I like to call it, a point of no return, as in it got to a point, probably maybe about his 7th or 8th start this year, maybe even longer for me. I'd have to go back and pinpoint where it's like, yep, you're for real. You're legitimate. I don't know what Matthew Boyd's going to be like next year or beyond, but for this year, that guy is real. That's a guy that I would trust starting anywhere in a playoff series, anywhere.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up for him specifically because Matthew Boyd, he's proven that he can get it done in the playoffs. I mean, go back to last season, right? And you look at what he did for the Cleveland Guardians. He's a guy that came in, 4 2/3 in his first playoff appearance and a loss that they had to the Detroit. And then in a win, he only pitched two innings, but only gave up one hit. He gave up one earned run over the course of the playoffs last year in three different appearances, three different games started against the Tigers and then against the New York Yankees. So I think that has value right there. The fact that he's been in the playoffs twice in his career. Once was just a really quick appearance in the 16th inning of a game back in his time with the Seattle Mariners. That was back in 2022, pre-Tommy John surgery. But last year he proved he can stand up to the fight. There's a reason the Guardians wanted to bring him back. The Cubs just offered more money, and it's looking like a very wise investment, the 2 years for $29 million. But Matthew Boyd certainly continues his legacy in Chicago as the father who continues to step up. He's not missing the parent-teacher conferences. He's not missing his time on the mound. He's now pitched over and over and over again. How many times has he pitched? Well, 18 starts. In those 18 starts, the Cubs are 10-8. In those 18 starts, he's given up more than three runs just once when he gave up four runs in a win against the Cincinnati Reds way back on May 23rd.
And every conversation now I've noticed that is centered on Matthew Boyd. Of course, it's about how, like what you're talking about, his lightning numbers, but also the disclaimer is he's the nicest guy in baseball. Word is out. Word is out. And I do believe that we brought it to you. I remember Matthew Boyd being on, I think it was with Spiegel and Holmes earlier this year, to present this man. And now, finally, this is what I like. When your team is good, all these little stories that we know in the Cubs bubble, they start to get out of the bubble. And we share with our little garage band, we share with the rest of the world that Matthew Boyd is nice.
Well, he's not just nice.
He's making nice cool again.
He's one of the nicest people in baseball.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even John Heyman today. I can't believe it. He said that he is the nicest guy in baseball. Another guy today saying that. The testimonials are in. What a nice guy.
I remember listening to the conversation he had with Matt Spiegel on the premiere baseball show in Chicago.
It is the premier baseball show in Chicago. I don't know. What's your comeback to that, Bruce and David? I don't know.
Hit and run. Well, it's the premier because it's the oldest. Wow. That's why we give it that.
I don't know about that. Inside the Clubhouse has been running a little longer than hit and run.
Oh, it has?
Oh, yeah.
That's not how Spiegel presented it to me.
Oh, really?
Spiegel made it sound like they were the original baseball show.
Let me clear this up. Let me clear it up.
Okay.
Hit and Run probably is the longest running baseball show on the Score. I think Inside the Clubhouse. I might be wrong.
It might have been on another network.
No, it was. It was on another station. Okay. Bruce worked for another station. So I don't know if that counts because the show was down the dial and now he brought it to this radio station. So does that count, the continuity factor? So maybe both are kind of right. Hit and Run's probably been longer on the Score.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
That's what they asked Russ Matera to say about their show.
All I can tell you is Matt Boyd is the premier starting pitcher in this rotation this season because he's made 18 starts, and I gave you the stats. Imanaga would probably be right there with him, except for he's missed a lot of time. Michael in St. Louis, 309. Boyd proves nice guys don't always finish last.
It's true, man. It's tough. Living that lifestyle, the Matthew Boyd nice guy lifestyle. Good luck, pal. Good luck.
So, listen, I like that everyone's chiming in here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody filling in for later here on the Score. 312-644-6767. I appreciate the text, including 630, who says Matthew, quote-unquote, Woody Boyd. Because he does he gives Woody vibes, right?
He's not as dumb as Woody, but I got you. Absolutely.
Oh, that's even the Woody I was going with.
Oh, wait, Woody.
I was going with Woody from Toy Story.
I was thinking of Woody Harrelson.
Well, that's another Woody.
Yeah, it is.
My mind also went to Woody from Toy Story because just such a nice guy and, like, you know.
That's
a
leader.
Woody Allen. So I went to the old reference, of course.
I wouldn't go to Woody Allen.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Woody Allen either.
No, no.
Oh, no.
That's not cool anymore. No.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh. Wait, we got some phone calls. We want to, do you want to tap into the people?
Look at all the people.
Where do you want us to start?
What do the people get? The townspeople have arrived. They have gathered around our studio and would like to talk sports.
312-644-6767 here on Rahimi and Harris. First up, Wayne from Lafayette. Wayne, you're on 670 Score with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris. What's up?
Marshall and Mark, the hot garbage hotline. My God, how are you guys doing?
Hot garbage.
You know,
hotline.
We're trying to make
hot
it
garbage.
We're trying to be respectable
No garbage with you guys. You guys are top of the line, man. I love both you guys, man. Grody, you know me and you go way back.
Oh, dude, we are not garbage. We are waste management, my friend. That's what we are. We manage the waste. We don't throw the garbage away, Wayne. It's good to hear your voice.
Understand.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, buddy. You should get them pictures this week or the first of next week, buddy.
Oh, sick.
From over there, you and me and Coach Dave and you.
Yeah, that's right.
Famous-looking pictures.
That was where were we? That was at the casino.
Four Winds Casino. Yeah.
I was there with Dave Wanstead about a year ago, and I got to finally meet this caller, Wayne. He's going to be sending me pictures. I love it, Wayne. You are the best, buddy.
So, Wayne, what do you think about the Cubs right now?
They're in care of Sean Sears. He's gonna make sure you get them in your hand. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Hey. What about Suzuki? They were talking all winter long about trying to trade the man to keep Bellinger, and look what he's doing right now, man. Gee, Christmas.
Wayne, you know what? That's a great. Hold on a second, Wayne. We're not hanging up on you, Wayne. You just made a great point, though. Suzuki has made us forget about Cody Bellinger. My God, Cody Bellinger's name has not been brought up until right this very second. That's another thing that this season has done for the Cubs, is we're not longing for the guys that we were longing for during the offseason. Bregman, I'm still mad about Bregman.
I'm about to say, don't act like you wouldn't take Alex Bregman.
I would still take Alex 100%, but we're not longing for them. We're not coming out here, oh, God, if Bregman was here, the Cubs would have scored 12 runs last night. Or, God, if Cody Bellinger was here, the Cubs would have scored 15 runs on Friday, and maybe they would have won Saturday's game. Good stuff, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, man. You take care now. Everybody's the best to you.
Yep, gotcha. Okay, how to handle that? Pretty good.
It was Woody Harrelson from Cheers. That's 630 texting us back and saying, no, I meant Woody Harrelson from Cheers.
You meant that?
No, that's what he's saying. 630 who texted us, Matthew Woody Boy. You were right.
Okay.
You were right.
I'll take the rights when I can get them.
Also,
I don't get them every day.
From
847,
Hit and Run did a lot of dump and chase during the Blackhawks run. I'm sure if the Bulls ever get back to, you know, the playoffs, they might do some pick and roll. Who knows?
Dude, when Spiegel diverts, it's a special, something absolutely special is going to get Matt Spiegel to divert from baseball.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines again. 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Sean in Lincoln Park. Sean, you're on 670 to Score Reunion Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla.
Hey, Spiegel, big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, babe.
You know, my first and foremost thing I got to say is Seiya Suzuki, leading the league in RBIs, 24 home runs. Why is that man not an all-star?
Well, there's a couple of reasons for that. Shohei Ohtani exists, and he plays his same position. And also, everybody's got to get an all-star. And I think those are the two main reasons. Okay, that no retort for that? Okay, that perfect. He agrees with me.
You have won again, Marshall Harris. Are you proud of yourself?
All I do is win, no matter what.
Bravo, Mr. Money Harris.
Can never get enough.
You have talked down another caller. Do we have another caller we can take?
Yeah, let's one more. Okay. Josh and Crystal Lake, you're on with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris here on Raheem and Harris 670 The Score.
What have ye?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so the biggest problem, and we can all talk, we all know Saya deserves it and whatnot, and there's a lot of guys that deserve it, didn't get in, you know, the one from each team, et cetera, et cetera. What I see happening now with things like Acuna playing a month in the season, you know, you got Otani as a DH, but he's actually a pitcher slash hitter. They're going to have to figure that out, is that we are diluting the All-Star. We're diluting the All-Star, and it's going to turn into what we have now in the NFL, where these Pro Bowl, who cares? Who cares what you have as a Pro Bowl? Me growing up, like, All-Star was everything. And I'm telling you what, to these guys, too, All-Star is everything. But now what we're doing is that it's seriously fanfare, is that where we control it somehow, which it shouldn't be that way. Acuna shouldn't be allowed to play a month of the season and be an All-Star starter. And a guy like Saya, and then there's other guys, too. These guys who've done great in this first half, but they're not there. They're not recognized. And part of that recognition is national recognition. When you're on TV and you get to play in that game, that's national recognition. That stuff's taken away. And it's just, it's going down that road, I'm telling you, where this stuff is not going to matter. It's going to look like the Pro Bowl.
Well, I take issue with that because of this, Josh. I mean, fans have been voting on the MLB All-Star game since 1933. This isn't a new process. It is a game for the fans. And I understand what you're saying about Ronald Acuna specifically and other guys who have missed time. But if they're the most popular guy and fans want to make them the most popular player, they want to see the most popular players. Let's say Ken Griffey Jr. in his heyday was out for 50 games and came back and played like the last 15 games as All-Star game was voting. He would be an All-Star. He'd 100. Be the starting center fielder.
100. People, exactly. And then fans are entitled to... I got over that a long time ago. Like, I understand
it's
that.
It's a game for the fans.
Right, right. Exactly. So while it does seem on the surface unfair, you will have been the one to vote for him. By the way, let's give Ronald Acuna his tilde mark on the end there. A couple of... Acuna. I let it go the first time, but the man deserves his tilde. So there you go.
His name deserves a little bit of respect put on it.
It does.
As I was saying, I think he's like a 5-time All-Star now. Ronald Acuna has been doing it for a minute.
I want to see Ronald Acuna. Half a decade. I want to see him. I want to hear about him. I want to know what's been going on with him.
There are people on the text line complaining we've talked too much Cubs.
What?
Do I have a thing for you?
I don't have a text line today, by the way. So I'm life is good over here.
We'll fix that for you.
Oh, no. Yeah, Ray Diaz can fix that for you over there. They're like, when are you going to talk about the White Sox and Colson Montgomery and Bobby Jinks and Shane Smith?
I'll tell you about Bobby Jinks.
Well, let me tell you something. We're definitely going to talk about Bobby Jinks twice over. We're going to talk about him at 11:25 specifically, and then again with Chuck Garfine in the back half of the show at 12:25.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.